Let's turn our attention now to the Thanksgiving forecast for the weather. That's with Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, it seems like, I don't know, New Year's forecast, Christmas forecast, but gosh darned if you're out where you are, I guess snow's already falling.
Yeah, a lot of snow has fallen over the last 24 hours across portions of the central high plains and Rockies, especially hit hard from about Denver to Casper, Wyoming. A lot of areas, many received more than a foot of snow, and that storm now is spreading east across Nebraska, ice and snow into northwest and north central Kansas, and it's going to lift north and east, affect many areas of the western and northwest Corn Belt in the northern plains with wind, ice, and snow. The only saving grace is it's a fast-moving system, so that'll keep snowfall amounts down, but places like Minneapolis, Des Moines, Omaha, Lincoln, Sioux Falls, all going to have a lot of winter weather here in the next 24 to 36 hours.
So I want to concentrate on the wind for just a second. The ice and snow is bad enough trying to get out and finish harvest up. But wind can make harvest really difficult. Stalk strength begins to wane the further we get into late fall. We'll be into winter by the time we get to next month. So these winds are pretty high and sustained, I take it?
Yeah, they're going to be pretty strong. This is going to be especially true as we find ourselves heading into tomorrow and tomorrow night into Thursday morning. We have what we call a pressure gradient that's very strong over Minnesota, Iowa, and the eastern areas of South Dakota and Nebraska. Now, you're talking about 30, 40 mile per hour wind speeds and some higher gusts. And then to add insult to injury, Todd, another storm is right on the heels of this one, and then that system is going to be a strong southerly wind into the area, which is about 180 from the north wind that's going to happen with this first system. That's going to be coming in Friday and Saturday, and that storm system is going to end up being a very strong one affecting the same areas with ice and snow again. So it's a 1-2 punch for those areas, and wind is a factor.
Wow, that will be difficult, especially because those areas are so very, very far behind in their harvest season. I'm worried about the Dakotas, North Dakota in particular. Are they in the bullseye, or are they just outside of that? I think it crosses mostly in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's going to be affecting the southern and southeast areas of South Dakota. The second one, though, the one that's going to be coming in between Friday and Sunday, that one is going to take a track that's more north, and so North Dakota, western Minnesota, northeastern South Dakota, those are the areas that are going to be impacted. It's been, as you mentioned, just brutal season, start to finish, and Mother Nature is not making it any easier at the end as well.
Does it lessen during the next week or so? So once we get through the weekend, what happens?
Well, we are going to have a little bit of a break for a large part of next week. We do see the weather settling down, and that'll happen after you get two big storms like this. But once we have a week break, once we get after around the December 10th time frame, well, we're going to start to see stormy weather move back into those upper plains and Midwest states again. It does look like the middle to the end of December could be rough and tumble for those same areas.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.